Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Hope you're having a great weekend. Part of my weekend involves I'm going to move some of that patio furniture out onto the deck, onto the patio. I'm really looking forward to that. Part of your weekend planning could be checking out Old World Wisconsin. Doug Rainey is the attractions director at Old World Wisconsin, and he is with us. Thank you so much for being here, Doug.
Thank you, John.
I love this place. It's special, and we're heading into the really best time of year out there. Let's start with a broad question. Tell me about Old World Wisconsin and what makes it special.
Well, I think Old World Wisconsin is just a one-of-a-kind living history experience. And, of course, everybody knows we're located in Eagle, Wisconsin, which is about 45 minutes southwest from Milwaukee. And, of course, we're part of the Wisconsin Historical Society and one of the 12 historic sites and museums that are located across the state. I think what makes Old World Wisconsin so special is its size and scope. We sit on 600 acres, and we're located in the beautiful Kettle Moraine State Forest. Visitors that come there can literally walk through history as they explore what it was like for early immigrants who settled here more than 100 years ago. I think this year, what really is exciting to me is our 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
And in that particular case, of course, we were a state bicentennial project. We opened on June 30th of 1976. And so we'll be celebrating our anniversary this year all season long with all kinds of great events and programs.
So the season kicks off on May 2nd. Then in the summer, it goes even bigger. What's new in 2026 during your anniversary year?
Yeah, I think one of the most exciting things for me is the opening of our new Welcome Center. We're opening a brand new Welcome Center. It's a new 10,000 square foot, $6 million facility. And it's just going to be wonderful. It's going to provide more services and updated facilities, a brand new guest service area, box office, a large gift store, and of course the expanded restroom facilities, which everybody likes. We also have the opportunity to provide more food and beverage this year. Clausing Cafe is reopened and after a complete renovation, and we're offering all kinds of Wisconsin goodies like cheese curds and mac and cheese and all that other kind of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Whitnables Tavern also opened last year in May. It continues to remain open, and we serve our signature brews and specialty cocktails and, you know, just enjoy, you know, the tavern and the beer garden, especially at night.
Exactly. And you do fish fries, too.
We do. You know, last year we kind of tested a model for a new fish fry. And in this particular case, we're going to bring back Friday night fish fries on Fridays in May and September. The best thing is though when we're open during the season, every Friday during regular hours is Friday fish fry.
The events are really what makes this so special. Let's run through some of them. I mentioned the date. Tell us about the spring opening.
You bet. That's May 2nd. It's going to be packed with special activities. We've got sheep shearing that weekend. The sheep get their first haircut. You get a chance to explore our wonderful trails and take a tram ride if you'd like. And you can also help us with some spring planning.
Mother's Day, you guys celebrate as well.
Absolutely. On May 10th, we offer free admission to moms.
Hey, Decoration Day is kind of a cool throwback. It fits perfect with Old World Wisconsin. Tell us about Decoration Day.
You bet. So Decoration Day on May 30th and 31st is really a precursor to Memorial Day. And we have special morning and afternoon ceremonies. And the weekend will also feature a concert in the Clausing Barn.
That's fun. And you celebrate dads, too.
You bet. Not to be outdone. Dads get in free on Father's Day on June 21st.
I love how you innovate there. And one of the new things this year is the Thirsty Beer Tour. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to really like this. This is Old World Wisconsin's version of a brewery tour, where guests get a private tram tour with our brewmaster, and we stop at several beer and beer history-related stops across the site. And then, of course, they get to go and enjoy a crafted beer brew in our brew house. Of course, this is a 21-plus event.
You know, I love your approach to history there. Do you guys have workshops?
We sure do. We have a number of day-long workshops that are held on select dates, and that really allow guests to step back into history and learn, you know, back in the day skills. And classes this year are going to include spinning wool, brewing ale and lagers, blacksmithing, baking, and cooking.
You have a midsummer celebration when summer begins. And then tell me about the Independence Day weekend. This is cool.
You bet. This is probably the biggest weekend of the year for us. It's the July 3rd, 4th, and 5th weekend. And we're pulling out all the stops for one grand event to celebrate our 50th and America's 250th birthdays. We got special events and activities, performances by the Madison Brass Band, reading of the Declaration of Independence, a parade for guests, pie eating contest, historic baseball, spelling bee, ice cream making, and of course, the Old World Wisconsin 50th anniversary exhibit.
It's going to be a really special weekend. Going to be a great summer. For more information, go to oldworldwisconsin.org. Doug Rainey is the attractions director at Old World Wisconsin. Thank you so much, Doug.
Thank you so much, John. Have a great day.
Yeah, you have a great day too. Up next, we head north, the North Woods, Rhinelander, when Experience Wisconsin continues.